Way.
From the Sky News Centre at 11, it's reported Iran is warning the UK, US and France it'll target their military bases if they defend Israel. Tehran's launched retaliatory strikes on Israeli targets after IDF warplanes attacked its nuclear sites. General Lord Richard Dannett is the former chief of the General Staff.
Their effectiveness will undoubtedly have been reduced, not only by the defensive Iron Dome shield, but by also having targeted some Iranian air bases and their capability to launch counterstrikes.
UK air accident investigators have arrived in India as tributes continue for the 270 victims of the Air India plane crash. The Gatwick-bound Boeing jet went down shortly after takeoff from Ahmedabad Airport on Thursday. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu says they formed a specialist investigation group.
The composition of the high-level committee involves people from various backgrounds, and the people we feel who can bring in a lot of expertise and value to the committee, which is going to investigate in a holistic way into the incident. And we have put a time limit of 3 months.
The King is celebrating his official birthday with the Trooping the Colour Parade in central London. The events also including a minute's silence to remember those killed in the Air India plane crash. The King and senior royals are among those wearing black armbands in the ceremony. A silent walk is taking place in London to mark the 8th anniversary of the Grenfell Tower fire. In 2017, flames broke out in the housing block in North Kensington. The Who's frontman Roger Daltrey has described his knighthood as a dream come true. David Beckham and Gary Oldman are also becoming sirs. And we're being warned of thunderstorms across the UK today with heavy rain and lightning forecast. A yellow weather warning for storms will stay in place until 6 p.m. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is 40-year-old Kathy, mother of two and self-confessed telly addict.
Ready? Oh, look at you. That's brilliant. Well done.
This is also Kathy, working as part of a team to keep things calm at her local prison.
Come on. Come on. Listen, speak to me.
And helping someone's son write his first letter home in 8 months.
Well done. You should be really proud.
Thank you, miss.
An extraordinary job done by someone like you. Search prison jobs now.
All the hits.
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now on DAB across Essex. Across Essex.
All right, you got it.
This is Gateway. The Radio Club Takeover. Serving the community.
Hi, it's Holly, and today I'm hosting the Radio Club Takeover.
Woohoo!
All right, so we've got a lot on today. So we've got Top Hits with me, Game On with Shane, a quiz with Shane, wonder what that's going to be about, Sports with Bailey, and a discussion about Race for Life, which is actually happening today. So tune in, because it's a lot. We've got a lot to go through. So now, let's get on to our first song, Feels by Calvin Harris.
Do you like getting paid or getting paid attention? You mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with it. Cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you'll just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch, more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fave cologne just to get you alone.
Don't be afraid to catch feels.
Don't be afraid to catch these feels.
Ride your cup and chase
through.
By Calvin Harris. And now, hi, it's Holly, and I'm talking about the top hits of this week and also recent releases. So the top hits of the week are Manchild by Sabrina Carpenter, Ordinary by Alex Warren, Love Me Not by Raven Lanae, Pink Pony Club by Chapel Ryan, and Undressed by Somber. Now for recent releases, there are quite a lot, so I'll talk about the biggest recent releases at the moment. First of all, indie artist James Marriott is dropping his second studio album, Don't Tell the Dog, which has been trailed by Four Tears' tracks, including I Don't Want to Live Like This. In addition, Ray and Mark Ronson joined forces for the jazzy summer anthem Suzanne. As well, BTS star J-Hope teams up with rap artist Glorilla for his latest solo single, Killing It Girl. Another stellar collaboration sees Jennifer Lopez and Joe Corey team up for Get Right. And finally, Sabrina Carpenter releases music video for Manchild and announces her next album's Man's Best Friend, which is coming out on August 29th. So that's quite a lot of new hits that are coming out. I'm actually quite excited for Sabrina Carpenter's next album. So our next song is You Said No by Busted.
feet.
Said No by Busted, and now it's time on for Game On with Shane.
There we go. Thank you, Holly. Game On, Xbox fans. Last weekend, Minecraft dropped a megaton of reveals at the 2025 Xbox Game Showcase. And whether you're into cinematic epics, high-stakes shooters, deep RPGs, or surprise remasters, this show had it all. No filler, just pure hype-inducing gameplay reveals and first-party power. So let's jump right into the biggest headlines and break down what it all means to Xbox Game Pass and beyond. So first off, Microsoft finally entered the handheld space with the reveal of the Xbox Ally and ROG Ally X. In partnership with Asus, these sleek portable consoles will let you play your entire Xbox Game Pass library on the go, sync saves, achievements and progress across console, PC and handheld, access cloud gaming natively with full support for Xbox accessories. One key game launching day one with the device, Hollow Knight Silk Song. Yes, that's Silk Song. After years of memes, it's finally real. Of course, so you've got massive first-party titles like Call of Duty Black Ops 7 this year. COD is looking more cinematic and emotionally... Hello, Kasmi. And emotionally heavy than ever, set in the early 2030s with flashbacks to the Cold War. It focuses on Section Mason's son, voiced by Milo Ventimiglia, and a CIA recruit named Emma Kagan, played by Kiernan Shipka. Highlights include four-player co-op campaign, a new zombies timeline set in a dystopian research facility, cross-progression from past Black Ops titles. The Outer Worlds 2 is also coming, finally shown in action with jaw-dropping space cities, alien planets and expanded squad mechanics. It's funnier, deeper and more reactive than the original. Of course, the release date is October 29th of this year, with new systems like dynamic dialogue that affects entire regions, starship customization and romance options. Of course, Joanna Dark is back with Perfect Dark, and this reboot looks like a blend of Splinter Cell and Deus Ex, with sleek near-future visuals and spy gadgets galore. The Cairo set mission shown in the trailer had stealth cameo, zipline parkour, and a choice-driven narrative. No release date, but it looks worth the wait. We've also got Gears of War coming back with Reloaded, the definitive of the remaster of the original trilogy, rebuilt in Unreal Engine 5 with 4K 60fps visuals and 100fps multiplayer. But the big shocker is it's also coming to PlayStation 5 with full crossplay and cross-progression, a huge step in Microsoft's multi-platform push. New IPs and indie surprises like Beast of Reincarnation from Game Freak. Yep, the Pokemon developers. This is a bold new post-apocalyptic action RPG. You play as Emma, a lone survivor, and her dog companion Koo in a world where souls reincarnate through ancient machinery. Gameplay is a fast-paced with parries, time dodges, and haunting vibes. Think Nier meets Breath of the Wild. Also for you High on Life fans, High on Life 2, the foul-mouthed alien shooter is back, but now with skateboarding mechanics, jetpacks, and a bigger open world. Rick and Morty fans will love the humour, and yes, the guns still talk. New voice cast include Ben Schwartz and Ayo Dearbury. We've also got Super Meat Boy 3D. That's right, the indie classic is getting a full 3D platformer makeover. Combining precision, jumping with 360-degree wall slides and bosses the size of buildings coming in 2026. And yes, it's Game Pass day one. Of course, we've got the sequels, ports and platform shocks of Final Fantasy 16, which is now available on Xbox Series X and S, making a big win in Xbox long-running Final Fantasy Draft. Final Fantasy 7 Remake Integrated coming in winter this year. Just in time for Part 2 PC launch, Xbox has now officially has more mainline Final Fantasy titles than PlayStation. Of course, Clockwork Revolution, this steampunk RPG, finally showed gameplay with time travel manipulation, mechanics, combo-based combat, and city building. It's being called Xbox's Bioshock Infinite, and for good reason. Also coming on July 29th, you've got Grounded 2, Rise of the Hive, new biomes, build 'em all mechs, and a deeper story mode. And it looks huge compared to the original. For Indiana Jones and fans, you've got Indiana Jones and the Great Circle DLC, Order of the Giants. But it pretty much means that it wasn't just a strong showing, it was a flex. Microsoft delivered more first-party gameplay than ever, new hardware for on-the-go gaming, big moves with third-party partnerships, and perhaps most importantly, release dates, not just CG trailers. Whether you're excited for Gears, Joanna Dark, or skateboarding aliens, Xbox is something for every kind of gamer, and they're putting their Game Pass promise front and centre. So sharpen those joysticks, charge your handles, and clear your schedule, because the rest of the 2025 is looking stacked. As always, game on, back to Holly.
Thank you, Shane. Oh, that sounds like a lot of new stuff coming out on the Xbox. That's... Oh, sounds very interesting. I've lost my words there. But that sounds like a lot of fun for people who are interested in those sort of games. And sounds like they're coming out very soon, so can't wait for that. So now, let's play I'm His, He's Mine by Katy Perry and Doechii.
I'm his queen, I'm his freak. I'm every woman he wants and needs. I'm his dream, I'm his drug. I'm every woman he wants, so what? I'm his boss, I'm that. I'm every woman he knows exists. I'm his main, I'm his side. I'm every woman that's in his mind. Rolling up in the shade. If you try to vibe,
I'm His, He's Mine by Katy Perry and Doechii. So now it's time for a quiz. Shane, I'm curious, what is this quiz about?
So the quiz today is about dragonflies, as it's National Dragonfly Day.
Interesting.
Yeah, so welcome listeners to today's quick quiz, all about the fascinating world of dragonflies. Get ready to test your knowledge on these incredible insects, so let's jump right in. We've got Bailey, Holly and Kasmi, who's just come back.
She has returned.
She has returned. So it is now time. So the first question. Question number one. Where did dragonflies first appear on Earth?
I have, like, not an idea. Okay, so dragonflies are, like, they're across water, yeah?
Yes.
That's where I normally see them. Yeah. So where's a country with, like, a lot of water? And it's warm as well.
I know.
He knows.
Spain.
Oh, that is actually a good answer. Wait, where's like a nice warm country? Turkey. There you go.
Turkey. Right, so we've got Turkey, we've got Spain.
Spain, they're near each other.
I'll go Greece.
Greece.
You're all wrong.
Oh, yeah.
What is it then?
It's Europe.
Europe?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, Spain is a part of Europe.
Mm-hmm. Greece is part of Europe.
Dragonflies first appeared around 300 million years ago during the Carboniferous period. Fossil evidence suggests that the ancestors of modern dragonflies originated in Europe, and in fact, ancient dragonflies had wingspans of up to 30 inches, much larger than the dragonflies we see today. These early dragonflies were among the largest insects to have ever existed due to the higher oxygen levels in the atmosphere at the time. So how do dragonflies move their wings to fly so efficiently?
Up and down. Yeah.
Yeah, that moves them up and down, though.
That's my answer.
That's your answer.
Yeah, because I don't know how else. They're very, what's it called when, like, you can, very wind efficient. That is not the word.
Dynamic?
Dynamic, yeah. They're very, like, dynamic. They adapt to the wind.
Right, so you're going up and down. Bailey?
I'm going to also go up and down.
And I'm going to go
It's just
up.
Such a logical answer.
Everyone's going up.
What's so funny about that, Shane?
Never mind. So, you're wrong again. So, we're going into the minuses.
Up and down. It's a minus points. Is this like a first time ever?
I know. It is a first time ever.
That's so crazy.
It's a new thing. It is they move each pair of wings independently.
So
dragonflies are one of the most agile flying insects in the world, and their flying ability is largely due to the way they move their wings. They have two pairs of wings, and unlike most insects, each pair move independently of the other. This allows dragonflies to hover, fly backwards, and even dart forward in the blink of an eye. So how long do dragonflies live as adults?
10 years.
12.
That's not even one of the options I have.
Oh, it's options.
I have options.
There are options. Oh, it is either 1 to 2 weeks, 2 to 3 months, 6 months, or 1 to 2 years.
1 to 2 years.
2 to 3 months.
I'll go 6 months in the middle.
You're wrong.
Oh, what is it?
What's it?
1 to 2 weeks.
What?
What?
Wait,
yeah.
No way.
While dragonflies spend much of their life in the aquatic nymph stage, which can last anywhere from a few months to several years, their adult stage is relatively short. Most adult dragonflies only live for 1 to 2 weeks.
R.I.P.
Oh, is that why there's, like, not many dragonflies? You only really ever see them? Like,
basically.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
So, next question. Where do dragonflies lay their eggs?
In trees.
On tree branches. On the surface of leaves. In water, often submerged in aquatic plants, or in soil?
Water, often submerged in aquatic plants. I literally said that. How good.
I'll go with the leaves one.
I'm going to go with the leaves.
Kasni gets a point.
Oh, my days.
So, dragonflies are closely tied to water throughout their life cycle. Adult dragonflies lay their eggs in or near water, often on the surface of aquatic plants. And then the fifth and final question to see if you can gain another point. Why are dragonflies important for the environment? Do they help pollinate flowers? Do they control the population of mosquitoes and other pests? Are they a primary food source for birds, or do they decompose dead plant material?
Ooh, these are hard. Wait.
I'm not like Xanthi.
Decompose dead material, because I don't think they pollinate, because that's what bees do.
Yeah.
And then I kind of forgot the rest of the options. Yeah, we're going with the decompose. Yeah,
you're going with the... You're all wrong.
What? Wow. I think we're not that good this week, guys.
No, yeah, we're missing Xanthi.
They control the population of mosquitoes and other pests. Dragonflies play a crucial role in maintaining a balanced ecosystem, especially in controlling the population of smaller insects like mosquitoes and flies.
Mm.
So, of course, I mean, you're all still in the minuses, but the winner of having less minus points...
This is crazy.
...than Bailey and Holly is Kasni. Whoa!
I won.
So, how did you do, listeners? If you did get them all right, you're officially a dragonfly pro. These fascinating insects play an important role in our ecosystem, and understanding their unique characteristics help us appreciate them even more. Keep tuning in to Gateway 19.8 Radio Club, where Xanthi should be back for more fun quizzes and interesting facts. Back to you, Holly.
Thank you, Shane. Well, that may have not been the most successful result, but still a fun quiz. So now, let's go on to transport. Starting with the roads, M25 London. Delays expected due to weekend roadworks closing the north side of the roundabout on M25 at J28 A12. So that's Brentwood and Brook Street roundabout. Now in Canby Island, slow moving traffic on Somerset Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canby Way, so the A130. That is it for roads. Now looking at the trains, the C2 train seems to be fine, no cancellations and no delays as well, and Greater Anglia seems fine too. Your next update will be at Coffee and Tea with Abby.
Radio Club Takeover, serving the community. Get ready for a day filled with fun, food and fantastic shopping at one of Essex's premier shopping malls, Eastgate. Situated in the heart of Basildon town centre, Eastgate is your go-to destination for a memorable day out with friends and family. Whether you're craving a delicious meal, seeking exciting entertainment or hunting for the latest fashion trends, Eastgate has it all. Don't miss out on the ultimate shopping experience. Visit us soon and explore everything Eastgate has to offer. For more information, check out our website at eastgateshoppingcentre.com. See you there. Life of Crystals, the little shop of harmony. Most of our stock has spent thousands of years in the making and is ethically sourced from all over the world. We have a large range of semi-precious crystals and jewellery for all your needs, including tumble stones, raw crystals, centerpieces, and all things metaphysical. Crystal therapy, Reiki, hot stone massage, and Indian head massage. We're open Monday to Sunday. Pop in and see us at the Lower Galleries, Eastgate Shopping Centre, Basildon.
If you would like a fun day out in Basildon, then come to Glow Sports Zone in Eastgate Shopping Centre. It features a glow-in-the-dark crazy golf course, glow darts, glow pool and a glow bar. Whether you're a family looking for a day out, a couple on a first date or a group of friends, you'll have nothing but fun at Glow Sports Zone. Come to Floor 3 in Eastgate Centre and experience it for yourself.
Your community, your station. Now on DAB, across Essex. Across Essex. On FM and online. Gateway 97.8. The Radio Club Takeover. Serving the community.
Blood Paper by Under One Sun, and that was our local artist. And if you're a local artist and would like your music to be on the radio, it's very easy. All you have to do is send an email with a high quality MP3 recording of your song and tell us about yourself. If you want to do this, the email is unsigned@gateway978.com and we'll do the rest. Now it's time for Sports with Bailey.
Right, okay. I don't know if the jingle was played or not, I could hear it. But we are going to go straight into the pre-season fixtures for Basildon United. Now, since the last time I talked about them, they have changed a little bit. And they are pretty interesting. Coming up first on the... Shane, my dates aren't really that good. So... let's say this. So the first one will be hashtag United. I'm going to do the short dates because I cannot do long dates. So it'll be the 5th of the 7th, 25. July. Yeah, that. On the 1st... No, on at 1 p.m. Okay. Where South... What in the world am I saying? Where hashtag United play. And then on... Well, what in the world am I doing? And then we've got Southend Manor on the 8th at 7:15. PM, which is an interesting one, which is where it's a post office club. Okay. And then we've got Takeley on the 12th at 3 PM. And then we've got Basildon Town on the 19th at 3 PM, which is at the Hive, obviously, because we both play at the same place. And then we've got Basildon, and we've just said that. And then we have got another one, which Shane is going to go crazy. Bowers and Pitsy. On the 22nd at 7:45 PM, which is disappointing. Shane, have you got anything?
I do. Hello. Let's move away from football and Bailey's bad date.
Hey, team. My dates are not that good today. No, okay, my brain's not brainy.
So moving on from the world of tennis to the world of tennis, the world of football to the world of tennis. We have got Johannes Monday for the HSBC Championships in the Andy Murray Court.
Because he has a court named after himself.
Yeah. At 12 o'clock, we've got Johannes Monday versus Arthur Rinderknecht.
Your spelling's that good as well, is it?
Right. These are very hard. They're from different countries.
Okay, yeah, I can see
right.
That. Fair.
We've got China versus UK at 1:30 with Henry Seal playing Yun Chakotay Boo. We've got at 3 PM Jay Clark versus Rinki Hijikata. By the way, Xanthi, if you are listening all the way in China, do not tell Chinese people I'm trying to pronounce their names very wrong. But that is it for the world of tennis. But we'll be chatting later about a different sport. So stay tuned.
Thank you, Shane and Bailey. What an interesting discussion about sport. Yeah. Yeah. Even though some of the names and dates may have been a little bit mucked up, but we've got there. That's all we can appreciate that. Okay, now it's time for Prioritize Pleasure by Self.
Listen to my body. We haven't been in touch much lately. Never have I calmly dealt with anything they ever gave me. You should always know. I cannot let go of anything that's wrong me, anything that made me secondary. So many of them clearly like the idea of me in theory. I shrunk, moved and changed, and still you felt the same. So we'll be right back.
never known how.
Wavelength is a charity which fights loneliness across the UK by giving digital technology to those who are lonely, isolated and vulnerable. We give radios, tablets and TVs to those in need to keep them connected to the outside world, friends and family. Now, more than ever, people are being affected by loneliness and isolation. We can help fill the silence of an empty room and help bring a sense of normality back to a person's life. To join the fight against loneliness, please donate today by visiting wavelength.org.uk/donate. You can make a difference today.
Spotlight on Basildon Market. We meet the traders.
My name's Robbie Broyd, and I'm the social media manager for Basildon Market. My job is to make people look good, which isn't that hard at Basildon, as I've never come across a bunch of hard-working people. They are 8,000 followers across all of our platforms about new traders, regular events at the market, and the latest deals from our market traders. I would encourage you to come down to Basildon, show your local support for the community, and help out the little people, because you don't know how much it really means to them.
Spotlight on Basildon Market. We meet the traders. Your say, your way. Gateway 97.8. Community action.
Hi, my name is Fraser Merrick. I'm an education coordinator from Signals, which is a digital arts charity based all across Essex. We make things like films, video games, animations, all sorts of digital art and kind of creative digital activities. And we work with all sorts of people, community groups, schools, home educated families, all sorts of people, organisations, and we have loads of fun. If you want to get involved in what we do, then you can visit our website, which is signals.org.uk, or you can find us on any social media platform, and our handle is Signals Media.
Gateway 97.8, community action.
Local radio.
The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll meet. like a moth drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleeding till I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself, aching, begging you to come out. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Needle in the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Gonna wind up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead.
By Shawn Mendes. And now, as some people might have known, Race for Life is happening today, probably right through this moment. It's for me, it's a very important cause, and it's such a wonderful event to go to. So Shane, have you done it before?
No, but someone is down there from a charity shop that I used to work at that's down there. But for people that don't know, of course, all the loads of the local community have been gathering to take part in the Cancer Research Race for Life events all around Basildon and all around Essex. Of course, the atmosphere is filled with energy, hope and determination as participants of all ages have been and backgrounds and abilities have come together to raise funds for the Life Saving Cancer's research. So the day began at 10 o'clock this morning with a 5K race that welcomed everyone from casual walkers to seasoned runners. Of course, this race was designed to be inclusive with participants encouraged to go at their own pace, whether aiming for a personal best or simply enjoying the day in the great outdoors. Of course, the scenic Gloucester Park course offers a beautiful mix of grass and tarmac paths with a few hilly sections to add a touch of challenge. It's the perfect opportunity for individuals, friends and family to contribute to the fight against cancer whilst getting active and having fun. Of course, at 11:30, so just about 20 minutes ago, the energy shifted to the Pretty Muddy 5K, which is an obstacle-filled adventure race that promises plenty of laughs and, of course, a lot of mud. Of course, this event has encouraged participants to climb, crawl and slide their way through a variety of fun challenges. Designed to be enjoyable and non-competitive, the Pretty Muddy event is ideal for those looking to add some playful excitement to their fundraising efforts, and it's a chance for groups of friends or families or colleagues to bond while supporting an incredible important cause. Of course, both events are held on the fields behind the Sporting Village and around Gloucester Park. Whilst parking spaces are limited, participants are urged to consider public transport or carpooling to help reduce congestion and ensure everyone on easy access to the event. There are designated parking areas available for those who need them, and the local transport systems offers convenient routes to the venue. Of course, these events are part of the Race for Life series, which so far has raised over £970 million since its inception to fund essential cancer research. Cancer Research UK's mission is to help prevent, diagnose and treat all types of cancer, and the funds raised today will directly support these vital efforts by taking part. Attendees aren't just challenging themselves physically, they are joining a nationwide movement to help save lives and bring hope to millions of people affected by cancer. Of course, while the race itself is a significant part of the day, it's also a chance for the community to come together, celebrate loved ones and remember those who have been lost to cancer. The event provides an opportunity for everyone to reflect on their personal journeys and unite in the fight against cancer. Whether you're running, walking or simply cheering from the sidelines, there's a palpable sense of community spirit, love and resilience that fills the air. Of course, Cancer Research UK's Race for Life is not just about raising funds, but also about creating lasting memories, forming connections and standing up for those affected by cancer. The atmosphere is one of celebration, strength and hope, and it's a day to honour survivors, remember those that we've lost, and push forward in the ongoing battle against this devastating disease. Of course, today in Basildon, every step taken, every obstacle conquered and every donation made is a step closer to a world where cancer no longer claims lives. Together, the community has shown that no one must face cancer alone and that united we can make a difference. So everyone that is down Gloucester Park right now, that has done all them races, well done for you guys for doing it. And of course, if you're doing the mud race at the moment, good luck.
Thanks, Shane. Yeah, it's such a wonderful, heartwarming atmosphere as well. Since I've done it, I think I've done it since, I think like 2017, 2018 I've done it for. It's such, the atmosphere is so heartwarming, and you know that you're like not the only one that's gone through this type of situation. Plus, it's such a lovely experience to go through. Yes, it's tiring, but it's so worth it. But unfortunately, it is the end of the show.
Aww.
Bailey, how could you do that? But don't worry, we'll be here next week. So now it's time for our final song, Hold Me Closer by Elton John and Britney Spears.
Crazy come until you're done with running. and I'll be patient. Cause I know you'll be there. And I never had a plan for this. Everything is what it is. You never hold me back in anything. You didn't even have to try.
Weather brought to you by Basildon Market.
A bit of rain as it has been raining throughout last evening. The highs are 25 degrees and lows are 13 degrees. The pollen count is also very high today. And right now at Craven in Basildon it is 23 degrees.
Online, on your mobile apps, on 97.8, and now on DAB. This is Gateway.